Hi everyone, this is Nice Rocket from Onslaught, and you're listening to Jet on Metal Messiah Radio.
Good evening everybody, and welcome to the Metal Magdalene with Jet. Tonight I have a very special guest with us. I have Nige Rocket of the mighty Onslaught. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, you started this band 30 freaking years ago. Did you ever think that after all these years you'd still be doing this?
No, not for 1 minute. If you'd have told me that back then, I would have. I certainly wouldn't have believed you. That's for sure.
No, you guys literally broke up back in 1991. Did you really think that then that was it for you?
Yeah. If I'm perfectly honest, yeah. I did a couple of other little projects after that, which really never kind of took off in the way they should have done. And I think I got a little bit disheartened after what had happened with Onslaught and what had happened with one of the projects in particular. It was very, very good. And we were doing good things. And for some reason, it fell flat on its face at the last minute. So I just quit then. I'd had enough. It was a real kick in the teeth after the Onslaught thing and that. And that was it. I put my guitar away under the bed and there it stayed for maybe 11, 12 years, you know?
Until that day that Steve brought the band back, and now were you just like, yay, and pulled the guitar out, or were you a little apprehensive?
I was more than apprehensive, to be honest. I mean, to pick up a guitar again after 12 years and find you couldn't play the thing anymore wasn't very good for self-confidence.
I was going to say, you probably just thought you couldn't play it anymore after. It's like riding a bicycle, Nige.
Not quite. I couldn't ride it as fast. That was for sure. But it took a good 6 to 8 months to really get back to any kind of standard of being able to play the songs, you know? And it was a lot of hard work we had to put in to get to where we were. Obviously, with now, I think it's obviously moved on and we're constantly playing. And it's all very good again. It was some serious hard work to get things back to where they should have been.
But you know, this is the amazing thing about Onslaught, all right? Around for 30 years, even with that 14-year absence, all kinds of lineup changes you guys have, yet the band has never been put on the back burner with its listeners. You know, as far as they're concerned, you know, it was always Onslaught forever. So even during, you know, that time when there was no Onslaught, there really was, you know, it just kind of continued on. So when you guys came back on the scene, you know, people felt like you never really left, even though you did. And now with this new one, everybody is like so excited. I mean, what do you have to say about this crazy reaction? I mean, every reaction that I've had about the new one is all this positive, excited stuff. I mean, how do you feel about all that?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, I think to start with what it was, I mean, we released two very highly regarded albums with Power from Hell and the Force. And I think that kind of, the legacy of those two albums carried us through, as you said, even when we weren't around, which was kind of fortunate for us. It gave us a platform when we came back with Killing Peace and to move on with Sounds of Violence and to finally arrive where we are at now. And I feel we're in the best shape we've ever been. You know, I think we've got the best lineup and we're definitely writing the best music we've ever done. And obviously the fans have played a big part in that by giving us the support all the way through, you know.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of the lineup, I was kind of sad to see Steve leave, you know, a couple of years ago, but what's the lineup now?
As exactly the same as the Sounds of Violence album, except we have, I would say, a new drummer, because he's been in the band over 2.5 years now, but Michael Horahan. Who's played with an English band called Extreme Noise Terror and another band, Desecration. And he's just a phenomenal drummer, you know. He's enabled us to expand our musical horizons a lot more. He's a very aggressive drummer. He just makes it look so easy, you know. He's a much more technical drummer. And as I said, aggressive, and it's really let us loose because we can expand, and this album's probably the most technical album we've made in terms of intricate guitar parts and stuff, which we really pushed ourselves to the limits on as well.
So let's talk about the new album, right? Out on AFM Records, titled Six. Catchy title there. Well, it's your sixth album. Is that what you were going for?
No, there's a little bit more thought to it.
Well, do tell.
Well, yeah, it was our sixth album, yeah. But when we came to look at album titles, you know, there was nothing that really stood out of the track listing of songs on the album. It really smacked me in the face as an actual album title. We had albums in the past like Power From Hell.
Right.
Killing Peace, In Search of Sanity, Signs of Violence, which all had those tracks on the album, and it all lent itself to a nice album title, but there was nothing really that kind of encapsulated the whole feel of the album with this one. So we kind of looked at it and thought, well, yeah, it's our sixth album. Six is a very kind of predominant number for Onslaught throughout its history, and we kind of done a sneaky little 666 with the three B1s across the skull's helmets on the front. So there was a little bit more imagination to it than just calling it six.
Well, I love the artwork. What makes this album different than your previous ones? Because, you know, like you said, you know, your previous ones definitely stood the tests of time. So now you're doing this album. I mean, you know, like you said, you know, you have this new drummer now, so he's a little more technical. You know, how does this one really differ from the other ones?
I don't know. I think we've really found our ground now. I mean, I think obviously having a long layoff has kind of helped us in a way, although I think we may have lost some momentum in that time, but as we spoke earlier, we were fortunate enough to come back and still have a fairly strong fan base to build upon again.
Mm-hmm.
We came back with Killing Peace. I think we did what we set out to do there and make the album that was In Search of Sanity should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously we move on to the Signs of Violence. Andy Russell Davis joined the band back in 2007. And we'd made a really good writing partnership, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we both had the same visions and the same ideas. So obviously that became more evident in the Sounds of Violence album, and it's just built from there really. And everything we looked to improve on from the Killing Peace album, now we did exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
With this one, we wanted to make it more aggressive. We wanted to make it bigger hooks, more catchier riffs. And just more interesting to the listener, you know, and I think we kind of achieved that, hopefully.
You did. It is interesting. I was just listening to it for like the third time before I called you, and you know, you do have some different elements on this one. I mean, you added, you know, some female vocals in, you know, Children of the Sand, which was... I love that stuff, first of all. Of course, I'm a chick, and I like all that, you know, hauntingly woman singing. But, I mean, it just totally adds to that song. I mean, did you experiment a little more with this album?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't think we took too many risks. I mean, but there's a lot more experiments going on, you know. Pushing ourselves to the limit with the playing and stuff, in particular. Trying to make a more extreme sound for Onslaught. I think with Mike in the band, as I said, and him coming from more death metal side of things, you see a touch more influence of that. But it was when we come to the Children of the Sound that we really wanted to go for something different. We'd kind of written the music for it, then I started working on the lyrics, and they're really something special. Sort of Middle Eastern feel about it. And then when I went to the studio, we discussed the ideas of whether to use, because we just kind of programmed some keyboards in there, which we felt was, I don't know, a little bit lame for a nasty thrash metal band to have keyboards in there. So we thought, well, and I spoke to when I got to Sweden to mix the album, and I was speaking to Plek who mixed the album. He said, well, I actually know some guy who can come in and really do these strings for real and make it sound authentically sort of Arabic and from that sort of region of the world. So once the guy came in and started playing and started coming out with all this stuff, and we were just sat there with our mouths wide open. It was absolutely amazing. It just really sort of set the track on fire. And then obviously once we added the female vocals into that as well, it was just like the picture was kind of really complete then, and it really sort of encapsulated everything that I wanted to achieve with that song.
It did. I mean, you, like you said, did a little bit of experimentation there, but it definitely didn't take away from, you know, any thrash elements or anything in there. It kind of modernized it a little bit. I don't really know how to say it, you know? I mean, Onslaught been around for, you know, like I said, a long time. Not to keep putting that in your face that you're an old guy or anything, but they, you know, so, you know, people are used to a certain sound, but, you know, you didn't go so far, you know what I'm saying, that you lost anything.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
You know, so it kind of just makes it kind of more modern, and you know, what was your mentality when writing that song anyways?
We've got some connections with people who are actually working out in Afghanistan and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've kind of got some feedback from those guys out there, and it was kind of really thought provoking when you read the truth of some of the things we heard. Like,
mm-hmm.
I guess the governments really only tell you what they want you to hear, and we don't realize half of what's going on and half of what it's about. And kind of when you read about it, wow, this is some serious stuff going on. And I've used these ideas for particularly Children of the Sand and the other track Slaughter Eyes on the album.
Mm-hmm.
As well. So, I mean, it's great for me because I love writing about real lyrics, you know, real time situations rather than kind of fictitious ones. So it just made it that much more special to me as well to write on stuff I've been actually told it is very, very heavy stuff. Hmm?
It was, and like you said, Slaughter Eyes too, very brutal there too. I mean, with the lyrics and everything, yeah, you know, but perfect, you know, for this album. You know, from the responses I've seen, or, you know, everybody really loves this one. What have been some of the early responses to the album that you've gotten?
We're just absolutely blown away. I mean, I think the worst review we probably had is 8.5 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we haven't had anything less come through, and we're just staggered. We can, I mean, we knew we'd made a good record. You know, if you're honest with yourself, you know if you've got something good, but that's not to say that everybody else is going to like it is that much, you know. But so when the reviews have come through, it's like, wow, we're just blown away. And it long may it continue, because we've been striving for this, you know, and it's real fantastic for people to say this stuff.
And yeah, for you to come back with this one, you know, probably a little, well, I don't want to say scary. You guys been around the block for a while, but you know, there's a lot of expectations on you, you know, and I think you fulfilled them all, so you're safe.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of expectation, and I think that we thrive on pressure a bit, me and Andy, when we write, you know, a couple of reviews I read from last time saying, this is their best album, they'll never top this. And we feel we have, and it's nice to see those reviewers, we read the reviews of this one, and they're saying, wow, they've actually done it. They've actually done it again. How did they do it? So that's kind of given me a inspiration to do the next one even better.
Oh boy, jeez, this one didn't even officially release everywhere yet, so just relax a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. So I mean, we're still, I mean, the reviews have just started coming in from the States, and they've been amazing so far as well, so fingers crossed they're just going to keep going that way.
So I take it that you guys were pretty pleased with the final cut then.
Yeah, very immensely pleased. Yeah, I mean, it's We couldn't have done Plek, the guy who makes the album. It's just been absolutely fantastic. Couldn't ask for more what he did with us. He delivered. I mean, we discussed the album before we started mixing, and he kind of knew where we were coming from. And he just delivered perfection for what we were looking for. You know? It's fantastic. It's topped everything off. It's just the icing on the cake for us, what he did.
And it's good. It's great to listen to. You know, every time you listen to it too, you find like a new song. Like, I'm trying to, you know, listen to it and pick out my favorite song, but every time I listen to it, I kind of have like a different favorite song off of the album. Depending on my mood, I guess, I have, you know, I would have to say that your opener, right, Chaos is King, and then the closer, Enemy of My Enemy, those are my two favorite. Of course, I like all the stuff in between too.
It's the same for me every day. I was saying, I went down to Size the other day. We had some friends over from the Netherlands, and the guy, he's a massive Onslaught fan since he was a kid. So we took him down to listen to the new album at Size House. And I hadn't heard the album for 2 or 3 weeks now. So it was fantastic for me to listen to it again, and I was like, wow, this is my favourite song. No, it's not. This one isn't. It was like, as I was going through, it was every song was like, oh, this is so happy with what's come out. You know? But you know, Chaos is my king, possibly. I don't know, because it's just so aggressive for me.
It is definitely, I mean, a couple, and brutal. I mean, you've got all the elements in there that, you know, the diehard Onslaught fans are going to love. And then, you know, the newer, you know, younger fans, because, you know, a lot of these bands have been around for a while, you know, they get their kids into the same music too. So I go to a lot of shows now where I see, you know, like dads with their teenage sons there, and they're all enjoying the music. I love that stuff, you know.
Yeah, I remember we had it once, like three generations. We had this guy, his son, and his son who was about 9, who was into thrash metal. Well, absolutely brilliant.
It's cool, you know. I like that. I know I like that these people are keeping the metal alive with their kids, you know. I mean, back in the days, it was probably like us with our parents playing like the Rolling Stones or something like that, you know. But now it's like parents playing Onslaught, so that's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
No, I love the artwork on this, too. You're talking a little bit about that, too. Tell us about that. I mean, it's just so quintessential thrash, you know? The skulls and the helmets and the fire collar. Tell us a little bit about the artwork.
Well, we came at this album with two different angles. One was to be very contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, obviously, we wanted the music to be modern whilst kind of retaining our old school roots, you know?
Yep.
And then we think, well, what should we do with the artwork? We've always done our own artwork on all the albums in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, our bass player, is a very good artist, but we felt it's time to let it go a little bit and see what somebody else can come up with. You know, so we come up with the basic idea of the three skulls and sent it off to an artist in Sweden. The first draft came back was just absolutely amazing. We were just blown away. We wanted an old school thrash metal type of the sleeve, you know, just some of the, as soon as people look at, you know, what people were like back in the day, they see a sleeve and immediately they buy that record whether they heard the band or not, and that's what we were trying to achieve with this one, right? Just get an image that grabs people straight away and tell you this is a thrash metal band. They know what it is straight away. It's not death metal, black metal, power metal. This is thrash metal straight away. You can tell that.
You achieved that, because that's exactly what the average schmo like myself sees when they see that. And what I really like about it, too, is, like, you know, not that there's anything wrong with this, but a lot of the thrash bands, when they come out with covers, they're kind of cartoony, comic-y looking. But this one is, like, brutally looking, but you know it's thrash, you know, it's great. I think, you know, you captured what you were going for perfectly, because that's what I get.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I can't wait to see it on the vinyl. Once you enlarge that image, the detail's incredible, so I really can't wait to see it on the vinyl version.
Definitely. And now, what is this going to be released as? I mean, you have this CD, it's also going to be released as vinyl. Is there going to be any, like, special packages or any of that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think there's obviously in Europe, I don't know what it's like in the States at the moment, but vinyl's coming back really big again, and especially in Germany and that part of Europe is really selling a lot of copies. So we're putting out a limited edition of the green vinyl and black with gatefold sleeves. I think there's a digipack version which contains an extra bonus track of the recording of one of the tracks in Search of Sanity. And obviously your standard version, too.
That's awesome. I mean, it's just nice to have vinyl that you could hold with two hands.
Yeah.
And you could actually see the picture clearly without, you know what I mean? Without having to squint or, you know, read the print on it. I mean, my God, I have to have freaking glasses now to read the damn print on some of these CDs.
They just make them so cool, though, and the vinyl's so heavy.
Mm.
And they all do gatefold sleeves as well, and I was just amazing. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to
it. And green, did you say it was going to be on green vinyl?
Yeah, Combat Green or something.
that's so cool. Now, when you're releasing this all the way, now I know it's pre-release now, are you guys like going on like some big massive tour or anything?
Yeah, we're off. We just came back from Russia last week.
Oh wow.
Seven shows, which was kind of crazy. to say the least, I'm very, very tough.
How was Russia? Tell us about it. I mean, with all this shit that's going on.
Yeah, we were with what was going on. Obama was actually in Moscow the day we arrived. He arrived at the same time. Of course, the week before, there was all this nonsense going on. The UK and the US were contemplating whether to invade Syria.
Right.
And the Russians were saying, no, you're not. And it was like, please don't do this while we're going to Russia.
Could you guys just hold off until we're done?
Yeah exactly. Luckily, that all calmed down a little bit, so we were able to tour in peace, or some kind of peace, anyway.
Oh.
But, no, it was tough. I mean, we were traveling by trains. I mean, we went right halfway across Russia, which is massive treks, like sometimes, I think, 12, 14 hours on a train.
Oh, my God.
Not the most comfortable journeys we've ever had. But, we did that every night after every show.
Oh, my God.
You'd be off stage and then quick clean up, or sometimes not even time to clean up. And you were whisked off to another train to another far-off city, like in the middle of nowhere.
At least you made it home safely. Oh, my God. That's horrible. I mean, of all the times to go over there.
Yeah, yeah. But the shows were great. I mean, the shows were absolutely amazing. So that was the main thing.
That's awesome. When are you going back out?
We did get invited back, so we shall be going back, because we didn't play nothing off the new album yet, and it does have an official Russian release, so we're going to give it time to pick up over there, and probably go back maybe 18 months' time or something like that. So.
Well, this time when you go, you know, pack some, like, wet wipes with you, just in case you can.
Yeah, and some sleeping pills, I think.
Some sleeping pills, some granola bars, you know. 14 hours on a Russian train does not sound like fun.
No, it wasn't pleasant, believe me. But the next leg's going to be fine. We start again, I think, in about 4 weeks' time. We go out into Europe, obviously when the album's out then, to start promotion properly.
Awesome.
Then South America. And I believe we're planning to come and see you guys April, May next year.
Wow. Great, that's great. So where can people go to check out the band, to find out tour dates and what's going on with you guys?
We have a website which basically links to everything, all the other kind of medias, you know, which is www.onslaughtuk.com. That'll link you to everything, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, etc., etc. And then we have our Facebook site, which is www.facebook.com/OnslaughtUK. So those are our two main places to come and find out all things Onslaught.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to let you get going. You know, you all sound great on this album, I have to say. I mean, a lot of us have heard the pre-releases, but I really think everybody's going to love this. Definitely check the new release out, everybody. You know, buy Onslaught. It's called Six. It's out now, more or less, on AMF Records. And Nige, thank you so much for taking the time out to do this with us here at Metal Messiah Radio.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.